I got in trouble because I when it was still AOL, when it was still dial-up, I emailed Pete, who's now my roommate, I emailed him a picture of Trish Stratus in a bikini, and he printed it and put it under his bed. And our fathers found it. They were hanging out one day, and then Pete snitched on me immediately. And I got in trouble for emailing a picture of Trish Stratus.
Why do parents care about that shit? I remember, like anytime I heard about a kid who's like, dad bought him porn, I thought that was absurd. But, like, if I was a dad, I would just, you know, because I would want to make sure my son's, you know, being safe about it.
Sure.
I don't want them overdosing at, like, a friend's house.
Mm-hmm, on pornography.
Right. I want them masturbating in our living room, 3
with
p.m.
with me there, knowing it's safe.
Supervising. Yeah. Chaperoning.
It's the same way I feel about him having sex.
Do it safely. They're going to masturbate to stuff I know is clean. It's not laced with anything because it's videos of me and my wife having sex. And that's what my son and his friends
are gonna want my son. Yeah, exactly. I don't want my child supporting sex trafficking. Yeah. So the only way I know that's safe, it's various videos of me with my wife with a fleshlight, fucking a cantaloupe that I microwaved, things like that. Yeah. Just jerking off, whatever.
It's me,
man,
licking my wife's asshole until she comes in my mouth. And by coming, I mean shitting.
Has diarrhea.
Yeah. Because I want these boys to know what love is. That's the real pornography.
And it's like, and boys, honestly, it's not just my son. I'm going to go run a school, hand out DVDs to his friends, any child I see.
My son and his friends are masturbating in the computer room, and I just walk in, and I have a remote control that turns the computer off. And I'm like, boys, don't stop. Don't be scared. Close your eyes and keep masturbating. And I'm going to tell you a story about how I met my wife. Because I want you to jack off, but I want you to jack off the love. That human connection. It was one cold night in December, and I was high on cough medicine because I had the flu about a month prior and couldn't stop drinking NyQuil because I had quit drinking some years earlier. And there I was, high in my Chinatown tenement, swiping aggressively as fast as I could through Tinder until some dumb Indian bitch was down to just come fuck me instead of having to talk to her for more than 5 minutes. And well, she showed up and I lied to her and said I was wearing a condom and I wasn't. And that's where you came from, Brian. Keep masturbating. You boys keep masturbating to this. Because at first I was horrified because her weird oppressive father wouldn't let her get an abortion, and I didn't have the money for it either. So 9 months goes by, and I'm thinking I'm trapped in some financial prison with a fucking mixed race son that I'm too late to kill. So now I guess I gotta take him to fucking soccer practice or whatever bullshit is required of me. And
don't stop.
Keep going, guys. Keep masturbating. Because what happened was is I ended up fucking that dumb woman throughout the pregnancy, and I watched as her tits got bigger, and eventually it was kind of nice. And now the thought of, you know, nutting and anything but a just completely blown out postpartum pussy and those big dark chocolate nipples.
Mr. Mullen, I'm soft.
Keep tracking on! You want to come to my fucking house and use my computer? You are going to masturbate to the things I tell you about. Love. Like the Beatles sang about. That's my generation. The Beatles. What are you listening to? DMX? You fucking asshole kids and your DMX? Your Run DMX?
We were just playing on the computer. We weren't masturbating.
Look, who's this kid with the glasses? He doesn't even have pubes yet. What are you, gay?
I'm 6. Yeah, man. Yeah, so that's how I'm going to raise my son, too.